An era has come to an end with the demise of Americký listy, the leading Czech language newspaper in the United States. Its publishers, Petr and Vera Bíšek, have decided to call time on the bimonthly publication, which succeeded a newspaper started in the mid-1960s by another Czech emigre, Frank Švela. The couple, who are in their late 60s, live in New York State, but are currently visiting family at a village near Pilsen. On the phone from there, Petr Bíšek explained why they decided to close Americký listy to Ian Willoughby.
Several reasons, not exactly in this order, but we are pushing our years. We are over the retirement age. We have grandchildren on both sides of the ocean, and we want to give a new generation room, space, to start something new and more modern and internet related, etc., etc. And also there are other things in life that we want to pursue, and we wouldn't want to get into a situation when a new generation is not interested in what we produce. I call it, it is an art of leaving, and as I see it, for example, in this country, in Czech Republic, many politicians of my age refuse to step aside and make room for a new generation, and I wouldn't want to be in the same bag with them, so to speak.
When is the last issue coming out?
Oh, it came out a month ago.
I'm sure you've had many regular readers over the years. What has their reaction been to the closure of the paper?
It is difficult because not all, but majority of our readers is an older generation, and they don't have an internet. So it is a difficult situation to get over with because they are very disappointed. We kind of told them over the last few years that we are thinking about ending this important and quite demanding era of our lives, but some of them really weren't ready for it. So we are now struggling with the thought how to make up for the disappointment. Briefly, we are here visiting with our son in Apovice to clear our heads and decide what's next. And one of the ideas was to publish printed Americké listy once a month, but we might not do that. I might focus on the internet, which is not easy to do it well. Either we do it well or we don't do it at all.
You've been publishing Americký listy for 20 years. What's your own feeling now that that time in your life has come to an end?
Well, it was quite a challenge, you know. It was quite a challenge. It changed our lives and our lifestyles drastically. It was quite demanding, but it was also gratifying to see that we can serve, we can do something of value. And there was a kind of vacuum here after Velvet Revolution, after November 89, as our predecessor, Frank Švehla, he had a stroke in November 89. So the original Americké listy ceased to exist. So there was a really vacuum of information. There was no internet, there was only phone calls. And that's why and when we stepped in. It was challenging, but very rewarding.
Well, I hope you enjoy having more free time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Petr Bíšek, the publisher of Americký listy, was speaking there to Ian Willoughby.